You are listening to 9 to Noon with Catherine Ryan. We're into the last hour of our Christmas Eve special. Let's welcome our panellists this year for our final year in review to Radar and Irene Pink, Sam Ackerman, outdoorsman Kennedy Warne. Kia ora all.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Out of love, Irene and Kennedy. Did I hear you? I did hear you.
Yes, I got in first.
You did.
With my kia ora.
Did. I know it's tricky. We'd rather be in the studio, I know, with lots of goodies and lovely things, but just not that way this year. So we'll do our best. Let's also first, though, welcome our very, very special guests also this hour, which, of course, is the Nota Bene Choir. It's always a pleasure, and especially this year, to welcome back for our Christmas Eve special the Wellington Choral Ensemble, led by conductor Micah Christie Beacon. Kia ora, Micah.
Kia ora, Catherine. It's lovely to be here again, and we actually have got some goodies down here, so we're sorted.
Good stuff, yes. You're not quite in your normal home, I know.
No,
and we
not.
So appreciate all the work you've done to make this happen today. Could you introduce us to the choir?
Oh, we actually have got quite a number of people here, and this time we're actually also having a keyboard accompanying us, and that's Sean on the keyboard. And then for the rest, we've got sopranos Jenny, Rebecca, Tina, Marion, and Katie, and then altos Jin, two Lindas, Rosemary, and Rebecca, and tenors Nick, Patty, and Francesco, and then our lovely bassists Peter, Chris, and Terry.
Oh, wow. I can't wait, and I think we should get started straight away. What's the first carol this year?
Okay, so we are going to sing Jesus Springing, which is composed by Bob Chilcott.
I am the seed, a son for the grave.
nota bene, live, and they have an audience. They are not in the studio. They're not in the studio today. Some passers-by, I suspect, will be enjoying this live carol music, and we'll have some more of it coming throughout the hour on 9 to noon. Well, to our panel, to Radar, Irene, Sam and Kennedy, it's been another year, hasn't it? Are you ready for your Christmas Day?
Well, I think the weather forecast that we just had really summed up the year for me, and that they said, here comes the weather forecast, and I thought, I must listen to this. And then they got to the end of it, and I suddenly realised I had no idea what it was they'd just been talking about. I totally failed to listen to it. And I think, you know, that as we head into Christmas, that's going to be my lesson of the year. You know, there's a lot of stuff that you can control and a lot of stuff you can't control. And if you try to be all over the stuff you can't control, or whether that's someone, you know, going to Wanaka when they're not supposed to, or any of these other kind of things, you're gonna do your head in. You can't control the weather. Christmas Day is going to be Christmas Day. And what we're looking forward to is just the general day itself, with all of the uncontrollable factors, such as the weather.
What do you reckon, Irene?
I agree. I would say that's probably one of the big lessons for this year is realizing what you can and can't control. So I'm completely there with Radar as well. So it has been a very odd, sort of disappointing, quite boring year, to be honest. But hopefully it'll get better.
Come on, Sam. Let's pick up the mood.
What a ray of sunshine you are.
Come on. Come on, our man in Tauranga.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to live in paradise and also have not been subjected to the lockdown that all our friends in whānau and Tamaki Makaurau have. And I'm in Aucklander originally, and it is it's been really tough to know how hard it's been for everybody. So I'm in no place to complain when I've had the freedoms always come down to your perspective, I guess. But it's been down here than up there. I'm well aware how lucky we are living in the part of New Zealand. Hop, skip, and jump. It's a beach. There's still stuff you've noticed. There's been that slight eroding of the be kind policy. I think people's temper are afraid a bit more. It's a bit on edge, and I've seen people kind of lose their, you know what, from the
yeah, we're gonna come back to you, Sam. We just need to fix your Skype up. Sorry, I know you're in full flight, but it's been another of the joys of the year. Has been like everyone else, we're working remotely, Kennedy, and the technology is, you know, you're on mute. How are you faring, Kennedy?
Well, two song titles for you, Catherine. One for the year that's passed, a favourite, Stephen Foster song from 1854, would you believe, going way back, Hard Times Come Again No More, which I'm sure is the cry, the hope of most people. But the other one, you asked about, you know, Christmas, and the other song title that came to mind this morning, James Taylor, Shower the People You Love with Love. And I think really that's the mission for this Christmas.
You've had some good experiences this year as well. You are a keen cyclist, I know, among everything else that you're keen about. And did you have a big cycling adventure? You did with Rod Oram, didn't you? Was it this year?
Yes, it was. Isn't it funny? You have to look up and see, was that this year? Yes, it was. It was in, in March. And the trip we did was across the North Island from Cape Egmont to East Cape, an event organised by the amazing Kennett brothers after their first big triumph, the Tour Aotearoa from Cape Reinga to Bluff. This one goes across the island, the Kopiko, it's called, and which means going back and forth, because you can do it whichever way you like. But certainly, it would be a very strong dedicated person who did get to one side and then turned around and went back again. Just on the Kennett brothers, if I just say Jonathan Kennett, one of the trio, Paul Simon and Jonathan, who are all great cyclists and cycle advocates, they've just published a new book called The Bikes We Built, a history of the bicycles that have been built in New Zealand over the past century and a half, featuring 60 lovingly preserved two-wheelers from an 1869 velocipede with forged iron wheels, not a piece of rubber in sight, to today's carbon fiber marvels. And there's such a lot of lovely vehicles in there. Can I just tell you about one? In fact, this was commissioned by the Kennets. It's a tridem or a triple, so a tandem plus one. And they competed in soon after it was built in 1994. They raced it from in the Nelson to Christchurch road race, where they came in a full half hour ahead of the second place getter, such as the triple. But they did say, and I love this quote from them, because, you know, on a tandem, the person at the front's called the captain, the person at the back's called the stoker. Well, here you've got a captain who controls the steering, gears, and front brake. The rear stoker controls the back brake and at least has the option of jumping off in an emergency. The rider in the middle, as the Kennets say, can do nothing but hold on and scream.
They're fabulous, guys.
Plenty of lovely history in that book.
There is, and we had an interview on it. Listeners, feel free to look it up. I think we'll replay it over the summer months, actually, over the break. It's wonderful. Sam, back to you. Hey, look, there's been some great highs in cricket this year in particular, and in other sports as well. A great Olympics result for New Zealand it was. I know it was less than ideal circumstances, but these athletes have managed to manage themselves through really, really difficult times personally as well. And lovely to talk to Ajaz Patel the other day about his 10 wickets, although the poor guy's missed the squad cut as we thought he might. It's been a pretty strong year in sport.
Yeah, absolutely. A special year for so many things, but the thing that was most special for me, the Olympics roll around and we expect medals out of the Olympics, and it was amazing to see so many of the great performances that we've seen. Obviously, Lisa Carrington, dominating is special, historic, will be in the archives of New Zealand sporting history, but we expected her to do that. I'm the ones that stick with me is like Dylan Schmidt getting a bronze medal for trampolining, and same thing with Hayden Wild and triathlon. These aren't things we're expecting, but they picked up medals at times that we could really pay them the attention and get excited about things that we weren't expected to do. And that's what I always love about the Olympics. But this year, to me, will be the year of the Black Caps. That has been to have the number one test cricket team on the planet and win a championship at that is something I can hand on heart say that I didn't expect to see in my lifetime. So to see that achieved is special beyond the realms of anything for cricket fans. And you throw in the 10 wickets for Ajaz Patel, and it's Christmas, so I'm not going to get the bee in my bonnet about his dropping that we knew was coming, but still seems grossly unfair. But just the back end of last summer as well, this constant dominance and this all-round skill, it was a really special year to be a Black Caps fan.
That interview is really well worth listening to, including with young players, because you hear his modus operandi, which is just, I do what I can control, and if I do the work, same old, the results will happen. But he persevered for a decade to even make that side. It's an absolutely classic story of a genuine international performer. Thanks very much. Lovely to chat with Radar, Irene Pink, Sam Ackerman and Kennedy Warne. We'll be back to them during the hour.